first. Make your name like a ghost. Please, please, baby lemonade.
In today's news, a drug bust in Radford and another good week for gas prices. Those stories plus traffic, sports and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Adam Richards. Radford police, along with the Clayton Lake Regional Drug Task Force, found £7 of marijuana at the Copper Beach apartments last night. Police also confiscated two vehicles and $3,000 in cash. The three culprits involved were Robert Allen Yates, Jr. and Ryan Michael Hoover of Radford and Ima Dawn Odell of Dublin. Yates, Odell and Hoover faced charges of possession with intent to distribute, along with intent to distribute within 1,000 feet of a school. Yates and Odell also faced the additional charge of conspiracy to distribute marijuana. The three culprits are currently being held in New River Valley Regional Jail without bail. In other news, this week proves to be yet another good week for gas prices in the state of Virginia. According to WDBJ7, national average gas prices have dropped 4 cents compared to last week, now at $3.82. Similarly, gas prices have dropped to $3.76 in the Commonwealth, which is a difference of 8 cents compared to last week. The best prices, however, can be found right here in southwestern Virginia, with the Roanoke area being documented as dropping as much as 10 cents. That brings the average price this week to $3.62. Even at some Blacksburg pumps, the prices were as low as $3.51 today. Hopefully this economically satisfying trend continues. In traffic news, the Virginia Tech commencement ceremony will cause quite a few bus changes on May 11th. Most bus routes will be on a reduced schedule, excluding the Progress Street and Patrick Henry buses. Please access the BT website for how this may affect your route at www.btransit.org. Additional buses will also be available to help families and students travel from the main parking areas to Lane Stadium. That's all for news, so here's Tom covering all your Hokie sports.
Thanks, Adam. Virginia Tech has hired former assistant James Johnson as its new head basketball coach, according to multiple reports. The news comes less than 2 weeks after Johnson left Virginia Tech for an assistant position at Clemson. At age 40, Johnson has been assistant with the Hokies since 07 and has also worked with Penn State, George Mason, ODU, Elon, and the College of Charleston. He has been one of Virginia Tech's primary recruiters, and Eric Crean's, Kadarian Raines, and other Crean and former Hokies have expressed their support of the move, with Green adding that he will stay at Virginia Tech for his senior season. In other news, the Virginia Tech baseball team won another series this weekend, this time against Maryland. The Hokies won two of the three games in the series to improve to 30-16 and 10-14 in the ACC. The Hokies have now won 8 of their last 12 ACC games and are currently set to be the 7th seed in the ACC tournament. The Hokies will host North Carolina A&T Tuesday and VMI on Wednesday. Both games will be at 5:30. The women's softball team finished its ACC schedule this weekend at Georgia Tech. The Hokies lost the series 2-1 to finish the season with a 12-8 ACC record. The Hokies, 36-18 on the season, are the 4th seed in the ACC tournament. They'll finish the regular season Tuesday with a home doubleheader versus Liberty starting at 4 o'clock. The NFL draft concluded this weekend with 3 Hokies drafted. After David Wilson went to the New York Giants in the first round, Javon Hosley was also chosen by the Giants in the 3rd round, and Danny Cole went to the Dallas Cowboys in the 5th round. Cole is the 8th wide receiver to be drafted under Coach Frank Beamer. Hosley's selection marks the 14th consecutive year a Hokie defensive back has been drafted. And that's all for sports. Now here's Dan Goff in the WUVT Weather Center.
Thanks, Tom. What began as a dreary Monday has become the first day of what will be a gorgeous summer-like final week of classes here in Blacksburg. Easterly winds will begin to shift to the south over the next 24 hours as a warm front lifts into eastern Virginia. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop this evening over parts of the area as temperatures fall to near 60 overnight. High pressure builds in across the southeast tomorrow as the front lifts to the northeast. Winds will shift to the southwest and warm, moist air will flow into southwest Virginia beginning tomorrow afternoon. Temps will peak near 80 degrees under mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, sliding to 57 Tuesday night. Don't count out the chance for some isolated showers or thunderstorms to pop up during the late afternoon and evening. The beautiful week continues on Wednesday as temperatures soar to a high of 85. More isolated storms are possible later in the day and temperatures dip to 62 overnight. The pattern continues on Thursday and Friday. Look for highs in the 70s and a chance of afternoon storms into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Goff from the WUBT Weather Center. Back to you, Adam.
Thanks, Dan. Right now it's partly cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 60 in Roanoke, 75 near Dublin and Pulaski, 82 in Marion, 82 near Bluefield, and it is 70 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Adam Richards.
Larry Grenadier on the bass. Larry Grenadier. Jeff Ballard on the drums. Jeff Ballard and Brad Meldow. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Some thoughts from John Cleese.
A surprising result of a recent survey was that the most asked question of American philosophers was neither what is the meaning of life, nor if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, etc., etc., but just what is it that philosophers do? The answer is quite a lot. America's philosophers are at work in corporations, labor unions, medical centers and hospices, and of course every day they provoke thinking thousands of colleges, universities and high schools. Wherever they are, philosophers can ask questions that might just make your life richer and more fulfilling. So, do be careful of those falling trees, won't you? Unless, of course, you're not there.
A message from the Philosophers of America. Celebrating 100 years of
them. Live area bands are only on the Local Zone. Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Only on 90.7 FM.
Charles the Carpet King will carpet your entire house for only $39. That's right, your entire house for only $39. But don't expect Charles the Carpet King to do it himself, because Charles the Carpet King passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And sadly, it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Charles didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.